House of Unspeakable Secrets. Leslie Phillips in Ernest Dudley's 8-part comic strip thriller. Episode 7, The White Cat. That well-known Mayfair hairdresser, Hilaire, is also a secret agent working for the eccentric Major Selby. Selby's deadliest rival is Lord Dulaine, who runs his own intelligence department. Hilaire and Selby go to an airport hotel in search of one of Dulaine's agents.
Listen.
Why? What's wrong?
You can hear it.
What is it?
Hear it?
Like something swinging.
Underneath. And that's it. Moving.
That's what it is. Look, down there. Rope. Rope tied to the balcony.
Something heavy. Swinging by the rope.
Better get it up.
Let me.
Now, here it comes. Got it. It's a suitcase. Let's get it into the bedroom. Here we are. Open it up.
It isn't locked. Look at all this.
Fancy dress.
The Monsieur Beaucaire costume.
So, whoever was wearing it got back here, changed out of that fancy dress, and vanished.
And you never saw them.
I was looking for someone off the Madrid plane.
Oh, don't give me that excuse, routine. Shove that stuff back in the suitcase.
Yes.
I'll take it back to HQ. May find some clues. I'll drop you at your salon first.
Oh, that's the nicest thing I've ever heard you say.
Well, you need to get out of that gear you're wearing.
Into my pajamas.
Pajamas? You're joking, of course. You'll get into a proper suit. Pajamas. Anybody would think it was your bedtime.
Well, if it isn't, it ought to be. I'm tired out.
Nonsense. We've got masses of work ahead of us before we can think of a kip. Dangerous work.
That'll make a change.
Come on. Let's get to the car. We've got to be moving. One or two bennies are beginning to drop.
Huh?
We keep to the road ahead, don't we?
Yeah, straight on to London.
You see, Julaine's dangling a bait, waiting for me to bite.
What bait?
If I knew that, I know how to avoid getting hooked. But the picture's emerging.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well, sorry, but...
That's funny.
What?
That cat ahead. Don't remember it before, on our way to the airport.
We had quite enough in our minds at the time. That car... The big ape from Lord Dulaine. Strange girl in a mask.
Look at that.
What?
That car outside the cafe.
The big ape's car.
Yes.
Look.
What? Behind you.
A hand on my shoulder. Who is it?
We've got company.
I thought I felt something. It's cold. Icy.
Someone in the back seat.
It's the girl I saw in that car. Masked.
Get the mask off.
Oh.
Oh, here, let me...
Oh, Zoe Bellamy.
She's dead, all right.
How did she get here?
It's safe to assume it wasn't under her own steam.
She was put there?
By that lot in the car. They dumped her deliberately while we were in the hotel.
But why?
Only they're due to get the surprise.
Where are you going?
Back to the cafe. Pull up as near their car as I can without being seen. A unip out, take a look in the cafe. And don't let anyone spot you.
I won't.
Here we are.
Oh, right next to them.
In the shadow of this tree. Now watch it. Don't be seen.
There's a window at the side. I can look through.
Okay. Give me a minute. But if they make a move, whistle and come running.
All right.
Shove off then.
Would you be looking for the way to the cafe, sir?
What?
Sorry if we started you. Please, officers.
Oh.
I certainly will say the door. It's round the front.
A cup of coffee you want, sir?
Yes, I was thinking of having a cuppa.
Strong and black. Do you good?
You alone, sir? Yes. No. My friend's in the car.
Oh, you have a car?
Mm.
Better I go searching.
Been on a bit of a party, sir.
Party? Look at you wearing under your coat, sir.
What? Oh, my fancy dress. I'd forgotten about it.
Forgotten?
Good time being had by all. And why?
Oh, going on with a bit of fun. You driving far, sir?
No.
Driving the car yourself, sir?
My friend is, actually.
Oh, I see. What did you say who she drove, did it?
I don't recall mentioning that my friend was a lady.
Yes, sir. Did you hear that, sir?
Yes, sir. He says she isn't a lady.
Sure she is, of course.
Look, what's the idea? I was just about to get a cup of coffee.
We're not stopping you.
Go ahead. We'll have a word with your friend.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm not terribly thirsty. Yeah. Have another word with me. Is there anything wrong?
Perhaps your friend will ever tell us that, sir.
Your friend who isn't a lady? Oh, I see. You think I'm drunk.
Nothing further than our thoughts. But if we could see your friend's license, make sure everything's all right.
Oh, he's not drunk either.
He?
I said he wasn't a lady.
Oh, I see.
The car's over there.
What's that for?
Oh, just to let him know that I'm coming back.
Right.
Major?
Hello, yes?
It's me and a couple of police officers.
Good evening, sir.
What's the trouble?
Oh, they just want to make sure you're not drunk and incapable.
Is this your car, sir?
What sort of joke is this?
May I see your driving license?
Yeah.
They thought I'd been out of some drunken orgy. My fancy dress.
Thank you, sir.
Anything else?
No, thanks, sir.
You wouldn't happen to be got up in fancy dress yourselves.
Very funny, sir.
Does it inconvenience you or you, sir?
Oh, not to worry. We all make mistakes.
Not all of us.
No, sir.
Well, we'll be getting along. Oh, by the way.
What is it, sir?
Didn't happen to take a look at that car, did you?
What about it?
It drove up just as we arrived.
Oh, yes, he's right. Just as we arrived.
These three chaps got out, went into the cafe.
Yes, they're still there.
Well, sir?
We noticed them shove something into the back of the car. Looked suspicious, we thought.
Yes, yes, we did.
Suspicious?
Oh, yes. Mm. I said to you, didn't I?
Oh, yes, you did, yes.
I wonder if that's a load of loot they've knocked off, I said.
Yes, and I said, you must be joking, I said.
Well, I wasn't really serious. Anyway, pass through me, mind.
Oh, I see, sir. Well, which car was it?
Over there. Big black job.
That one, sir. That's ours.
Oh. Is it? The one next to it. Well, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Don't worry, sir. You'll make mistakes.
Shut up.
Well, what do you think of that, sir?
Well, I suppose you'd better take a look at that car.
Yes, sir. Let's hope it isn't locked. Well, in luck, it isn't.
Well, what's in there?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing?
Afraid so, sir.
No stolen loot?
No, not a thing.
Blast.
I thought we might be onto something.
Me too.
But two pins I chased off of that pair, asked them what their game was.
A couple of comedians.
Mm. Suppose they have a job to catch them, though.
Maybe, sir.
Oh, all right. We'll drive on to that other cat.
Very good.
Maybe some villainy going on there.
Mm.
Come on. You drive, Sarge.
Right.
Let's go.
Yes, sir?
What?
Thought you'd tap me on the shoulder.
Me? Dead to the... Blimey. It's a hand.
What, sir? It's a hand.
Spotty in the back. A girl. Huh? Stop the car. Stop.
I'll get it. Hardly put your nose past the office door. It's busy, busy.
Oh, yeah. Well, we never had that coffee, did we?
Yes?
Is that Alice in Wonderland?
Of course it's Alice. Who else do you think?
Mad Hatter here. Yeah?
It's Madrid.
Oh, Spain.
I'm reading you, Mad Hatter. What's the score?
Are you through the looking glass?
Yes, yes. Everything's scrambled, of course.
Boris and Carpenter both gone. White Knight crossed the board.
I don't believe it.
Check.
What? Oh, mate. Oh, well, it all goes to show. Can't trust a living soul. You leave this to me. I'll keep the flag flying. Well, how do you like that?
I don't know. Something happened?
Bad news.
Oh, sorry.
You want to know what's happened?
No.
Joseph's right here.
Here?
When he arrived, no one seems to know, but he's here.
I thought he was in Spain.
Everything's gone up the spout in Madrid. Mm. You heard that phone call?
Yes, Alice.
The last remaining loyal member of my department. It'll cost him his life.
Ah.
And it wasn't any Spanish agent dressed up as Monsieur Beaucaire.
Oh, who then?
Search me.
Oh, well, where is Joseph now?
That's the crunch. Julaine's got him. Double-crossed me in Madrid. And negotiating with Moscow to hand him over.
What are you going to do?
I'm not going down fighting, not me. I'm coming up fighting.
You're going to get Joseph back?
No, you are.
Ah, well, that's all right. What? I am?
It'll be easier than stealing candy from a baby.
Yeah, I don't like candy.
His lordship's got a place down by the river, Blackwood Manor, near Marlow. You know Marlowe?
Mm, charming.
Glad you like that, because that's where you're going. You know the Kingfisher Inn?
I seem to have heard of it.
Good. You've booked a room for tonight.
Have I? What am I going to do at Marlowe tonight? Don't tell me. Joseph's staying at the Kingfisher Inn as well.
No.
Oh.
But you'll make a contact there who will know where he's hiding out.
Do you think he's Lord Julain's guest or his prisoner?
Whichever way you slice it, Julain's got him. Either down in Marlowe or here in London.
Oh, who the devil's that?
Probably someone just come round from your ghastly foreign office, dear. Oh,
fine time of night. They're not supposed to come here to the flat at all.
Where they treat you, you might be some office boy instead of Lord Dulaine. I mean, after all.
Oh.
Do answer it, dear, and to wait for servants. I don't want them complaining.
I'll just put on my dressing gown.
All right, all right.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, it's you.
Sorry to disturb you, Lord Delane.
Well, you have, but come in. I'll just reassure my wife. It's all right, my dear.
Who is it?
Someone from the office, darling.
Is it warm or something?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, God.
Well?
Very sorry to have woken up Lady Delane, sir.
Well, never mind. She's a bit edgy. Been rather an upsetting evening.
Have a drink?
No, thank you, sir.
You mean the bomb going off at tonight's fancy dress party, sir?
Exactly. Of course, my wife doesn't know what's at the back of it.
Oh, no, sir.
And had to spin her some yarn.
It's about the girl, sir. I thought it was rather urgent.
Hmm? What's happened?
Well, we've planted the body as instructed.
Good, good.
But it must have got, well, switched.
Switched? You mean they switched it?
Afraid so, sir. From their car to a police car.
I'll fix that murderous... What? Police car? What's Sylvie up to now?
Well, a pretty fast one, sir. And unfortunately... The girl was still wearing Lady Dulaine's fancy dress.
As Marie Antoinette.
Yes, I'd overlooked that.
So the police are asking questions.
A special branch man called, sir.
At the F.O.?
Half an hour ago. Mm. In charge of investigating the bomb explosion.
Did he, by Jove?
Fortunately, I'd already got back to the office and was making out my report. In triplicate, sir.
Quite, quite.
And he explained how he'd received news of the discovery in the police car. He duly viewed the body.
And at once spotted the dress.
Yes, sir.
Well, you managed to double-talk him off the scent, I hope.
I'm pretty sure I did, sir.
No risk of Lady Dulaine being involved.
Well, what I said was...
No, I don't want to hear. All this lying and deceit confuses me.
Very good. It's all in the report, sir. Oh, there is something I've been mulling over on my way here, sir.
Well?
It's this hairdresser, called himself Hilaire or some such name.
What about the fellow?
Well, isn't it about time he was seen off?
Hmm?
I've built up a dossier on the man. Black dossier, sir.
Come to think, you may have something. Hairdresser he may be, but no sissy. I recall he's hot stuff at this unarmed combat. Judo.
Granted, sir.
Granted.
He's taught to kill, and he's a master of disguise, dressing up as a woman like tonight, in Lady Dulaine's costume, sir. Well, if it hadn't been for Zoe Bellamy's tip-off...
Might have blown up my own wife, you mean?
Bad show.
Well, I don't know what Lady Dulaine will say. She swears by him. Still, there must be other hairdressers.
How do we get rid of him? Well, Major Selby should have heard from Madrid by now.
As regards Joseph, you mean?
Precisely, sir.
Make him the bait?
Why not, Lord Dulaine?
Not bad fishing to be had at Marlowe, matter of fact. I've caught quite a few there. The spot just below the weir.
Yes, sir, I'm sure.
Lure this hairdresser fellow to Marlowe. You asleep, my dear?
Just about. Has he gone at last?
Yes. Now, what was it I was going to do?
Get to bed, I should think. You must be absolutely exhausted.
Oh, I know. Phone. Would you mind, darling, if I make a call?
I suppose not, dear. Though why it can't be left until the morning.
It can't, I'm afraid.
Is there anything the matter?
Matter?
No one we know has toddled off behind the iron curtain again, or anything?
No, dear. Why?
Oh, you look like you did the last time it happened. That's why.
Just a little matter in need of attention, that's all.
Who are you phoning?
Hairdresser chappie of yours, dear. I have heard you say how agreeable he is.
Hilaire, he's an utter darling. Whatever made you think of him? Oh, my wig being blown to bits.
Yes. But I mean, darling, you could go to another one.
Another one? Good God, what are you saying? My own personal, private, precious hairdresser. You talk about him as if he were...
Sorry, my dear. I didn't mean... Anyway, it isn't all that important.
Important? Darling, you out of your darling, tiny mind... someone at the door again. Really, we could be living on Waterloo Station. Except they do play music there.
Is that the Kingfisher Inn? Sorry, dear. It'll be that chap from my office. Forgotten something.
I suppose you want me to let him in?
If you would, dear.
Oh, never get any sleep. All right, this is a damned indication. Expect me to come running? My heart.
husband is on the phone.
Lady Julaine?
Yes? Come in, will you?
Thank you. Sorry to have disturbed you.
Forgotten something, have you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Well, if you'll wait here, my husband won't be long.
I didn't think he'd be expecting me.
He thought you'd left something.
Oh.
Is it him, my dear?
Yes, dear.
He's just coming.
He's just coming.
Thanks.
He's waiting for you, dear.
Thank you, dear. I've just been on the phone to Marlowe.
What the devil?
Good evening, Lord Julian.
Major Selby. But my wife says
she took me for someone else.
What?
Oh, yes. You and she haven't met. Bit indiscreet, don't you think? Showing up here?
It's urgent.
Well, before, when we've got together, it's been very hush-hush. Let's see, last time, wasn't it a motor launch off Portsmouth Harbour?
Damned seasick, forgot me pills.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, things are going off the rails a trifle.
Not surprised.
This damned Hilaire chappy.
Well, fancy having a hairdresser on your payroll. Hardly the old tradition, you know.
You run your show, I'll run mine.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to criticize.
The idea being that we continue to run our respective shows. Take care of number one.
Absolute priority every time.
What else are we in this ghastly racket for?
Jobs for the boys, old pals, Ash. I'm for it every time.
Or we'll find ourselves taken over. MI5 can hardly wait.
Or my lot.
I wondered if the time has arrived when we might do a little deal, so long as this knit Hilaire doesn't latch on.
Incidentally, that wig of his, things went a bit haywire, what?
Well, if you will fool around with mini-bombs made up to look like tape recorders.
Oh, I rather cared for that little wheeze.
Not only the bomb, the girl and the car smash.
Miss Neville, I thought that went off rather well, too.
That and the Spanish onion business. That wasn't 100% on the beam.
Well, don't you always say, never let your left hand know what your right hand's doing? Or is it vice versa?
Oh, do stop quoting me. Get an original thought of your own.
Major, you go too far. An original thought? Me at the FO?
Sorry, Nguyen. Still, not happy about the bomb, though. What did you mean it for?
Oh, not Lady Julaine, surely?
Of course not.
That hairdresser fellow. But didn't you want him out of the way?
Well, not until after we got the Yosef message.
Oh, that old boy. Well, I've already taken care of that.
But don't you see, we've got to keep this cloak and dagger stuff on the boil for the next couple of weeks. And then I'm due for spot of leave.
And where are you thinking of going?
I know a little place.
It's all right. I've already booked. This hairdresser fellow who's gunning up the works... Well, surely, between us, we should be able to take care of him.
If we put our greasy cards on the table.
I really began to get the creeps in there. I know it was silly of me, but I couldn't help it.
Well, we're both feeling a bit jumpy, darling, and no wonder.
It was thinking I heard somebody at the front door, but there wasn't anyone. And then the phone started to ring and stopped in the middle. So I thought, why not come along here and wait up for you? Play the radio to stay away.
I'll run you back to your flat, Mother, before I head for Marlow.
Oh, when will you be back? And your tie all crooked. Why do you have to go rushing off to whatever the place is?
Marlow is on the river.
Don't fall in and get drowned.
I'll try not to. Look, darling, I'll tell you the full story when I get back.
What about the girl?
Caress.
You still believe you'll find her, don't you?
I just feel in my bones that she's alive. If I play along with the Major...
That crazy one.
Then I'll find her.
You look out for trouble, darling. I will be so thankful when you're through with all this business.
Yes, well, let's go back to your flat.
I don't see why I can't sleep here tonight. What's left of it?
You'll be more comfortable in your own bed. You know you will.
Where is your suitcase? And you won't forget to phone me in the morning.
Now, you'll be all right, Mother. Oh, you left your door open.
Did I?
Careless of you, darling.
Oh, I was in rather an hurry.
Make sure you lock it after I've gone.
Will you stay for a cup of tea?
No, thanks.
I'm going to make myself
done. No, I should be getting along, Mother.
Ah!
What is it? What is it, darling?
Oh, look. Major.
Who the Major?
He's dead.
What?
Oh, I don't believe.
Of course he's not dead.
Oh, he looks
he's asleep.
Who said he could use my kitchen as a bedroom?
I'll wake him. Major? Major?
What? Major. Huh? I'll blast a hole in you big enough to put the Foreign Office in.
What? Wake up.
What? Where are... Oh, it's you. Oh, Madame Miller.
Oh, I feel a bit faint. Shock seeing you like that. Thought you were dead.
Not the first time I've been taken for dead and turned out to be alive. Very much alive.
I think I'll lie down.
Yes, darling, you do that.
I will. You won't go without saying goodbye.
No, no, darling, no.
I say, sorry about that. Didn't mean to scare her.
No, it's all right. She wasn't expecting you. Came as a bit of a surprise for me.
Wanted to brief you about your trip to Marlowe. One or two points you should know.
Something new?
I saw you leaving Berkeley Square, chased after you, got here before you. Dropped off for a quiet kip while I was waiting.
Yes, well, we'll have the lock fixed.
Now, listen.
Mm-hmm. What now?
I warned you Julaine was gunning for you, didn't I?
I still can't think why. It isn't as if I've done anything wrong.
He's definitely put you top of his list.
Oh.
I thought you ought to know.
Thank you.
So, take off.
What, to Marlowe?
But fast. His hatchet men should be on the scene any minute.
Here?
But what I wanted to tell you. This contact at Marlowe.
At the Kingfisher Inn?
Yes. Wait till he gives you the signal.
You said something about the Foreign Office in your dream.
Huh?
Yeah, you shouted it out.
What you've got to worry about isn't any dream. It's for real.
Sometimes I wonder which is which.
Cut it out, will you? I'm building for the big payoff, and I'm going to be laughing.
I hope I'll see the joke.
Well, you won't if you don't shove.
I'm going.
I don't want any grit in the work you're in. No, not the front door.
What?
The run slap into them.
Them?
Through the window.
Righto. Oh.
What are you waiting for? You're only on the first floor. It's an easy drop. Get going.
Yeah, but my mother...
I'll explain you had a train to catch or something. Now, hurry. The police will be in on the bell push any second.
You'll tell her?
Yes, yes. But you're not launching yourself into outer space. Get through the window.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah. I think so.
Lower yourself.
Yeah.
Then let go.
Oh.
Well, go on.
Yeah. Like this.
Now let go.
Yeah. Let go.
We can't hang there all night. Drop.
Yeah. I can't.
Let go.
You'll have to make me. Get me over the fingers.
Will this move, Bob?
No.
Oh. You all right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't say kick that window in.
Yeah. I think I'm all right.
Well, get to your car, quick, and step on it.
Yes.
By the best of British luck.
Oh. Sorry.
Saved yourself a big headache if you've broken your neck.
No.
Now the mother.
In there. Everything happened.
Not to worry, Madame Hilaire. Everything under control. Just coming.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I've booked a room.
And a name, please?
Hilaire.
Mr. Hilaire. Just let me see. Oh, yes. Room number 5, first floor.
Now that.
If you'd sign the register.
Yes.
Oh, anything the matter, sir?
Matter?
No, you looked a little surprised.
It was only that, this name.
Yes, sir.
Someone I knew. Wasn't expecting to see it.
Name?
There.
Oh, Caress Neville.
But she couldn't be staying here. She's...
I'm sure there isn't anyone of that name staying at the hotel.
Oh?
There's some mistake. That must have been several weeks back.
I
don't know how she got mixed up with recent guests. I hadn't noticed it.
I suppose you don't have all that many visitors.
I'll take you up to your room, sir.
Thank you.
This one, suitcase?
Yes.
This way, sir.
Yes, thank you. Very quiet little hotel.
This is your room, sir.
Hope you'll be comfortable.
I'm sure I will be.
As you say, it's very quiet here.
The bathroom there, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Windows open onto a balcony.
Yeah.
Overlooks the river.
Ah, it's very nice, very nice. How many people staying here?
Oh, we're quite full, sir. Would you like anything else, sir?
Mm-hmm.
A drink. A glass of milk.
Hey.
Or some tea.
Oh, yes. Well, perhaps some tea.
Mm. And some biscuits.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Very good, sir. Right away, sir.
Mm. Well, that seems comfortable enough. And take a look in the bathroom. Ah, that's all right. What about the balcony? Oh, it's nice to get a breath of fresh air. Oh, very peaceful. Sounded like a cat. Somewhere along the balcony.
Come in. Your tea, sir.
Oh, good.
Been having a look at the view, sir. too dark to see much. Was a moon earlier on. Very nice evening. Should I pour your tea, sir?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Milk?
Mm-hmm, thank you. By the way, I had a cat out there.
Oh, yes, sir. A white one, I expect.
Didn't see it.
White cats are deaf, sir.
Oh, really?
That's what they say. Will that be all?
Yes, thanks.
Good night, sir. What about the morning? What, sir?
I'd like a call at 8.
Oh. Oh, the morning. Yeah. Oh, of course. You'll need to be called.
Yeah. Yeah, what about breakfast?
And breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, they bring you a menu, sir.
Yeah, all right.
8 o'clock.
Hmm.
Good night again, sir.
Good night. Oh, funny chap. Seems surprised. As though I wouldn't need waking. Or something. That cat. I wonder where it is. Puss.
Puss, 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 puss.
Ah, there you are. You are a white cat. Come on. Come on. Hello, then. Are you deaf? Caress. Caress. It was her. Come in.
Wondered if there was anything you required, sir.
What?
Mr. Hilaire, sir.
Who are you?
Night porter.
Two of you?
Only me, sir.
What do you mean?
Just come on.
But the one who was here when I arrived.
Who, sir?
The night porter. He just brought my tea. Look. Look. That cat.
Cat?
Yeah, not the cup over.
Oh, a white cat?
Yes, it was outside on the balcony.
Had to go at your tea, sir.
Now, where's it got to?
It's under the bed. Who's? Who's? Come on. I think it's ill.
No, no, no. It's a white cat. No, it doesn't hear, you see. It's deaf.
Not deaf, sir.
No?
It's dead.
In episode 7 of The House of Unspeakable Secrets, Hilaire was played by Leslie Phillips.